Your point is huge. We know how important points are because at the end of the year, it's going to be a point here, a point there that decides conference champion from home ice in the playoff to not making the playoffs. So every point matters, Dirk.
Huskies win it in the double overtime 2-1. They get the extra point, 31-22 the shots in favor of Michigan Tech. We'll take a break. Be back with some of your questions right after this.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Save your bucks at Bucko's during their Oktoberfest sale. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All Coke and Pepsi 2-liter products, only two for $3. Keep things cool. Nice ice prices, four bags, $5. All 7-Up 20-ouncers, 90 cents. All Pepsi products, 12-pack cans, two for $9. 32-ounce Powerades, 10 for $10. All Gatorade drinks on sale. Food department, Bucko's has a full line of jerky products, along with all your favorite snacks. Bucko's, your DNR headquarters of the North, reminds everyone to get your hunting license now. All sales do not include taxes or deposit.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Hey there, Husky fans. This is Sully from the Campus Store. The Michigan Tech Campus Store is located in the Memorial Union Building on the Michigan Tech campus. And University Images is located in the Student Development Complex at the top of McGinnis Drive. They are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages directly from either store for out-of-town friends and family. Stop by the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu. for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Let's get to some of your questions here today. And again, our email address is dj@themix93.com. Coach, first question today, is the coaching staff taking any particular approaches to reducing the number and types of penalties that are being called against the team thus far this season?
We are, and I don't know if I mentioned this. Last Monday, a week ago today, we normally show a little bit of a review tape from our previous weekend, and all we did on last Monday was show the penalties that were called against us in the Minnesota State Series, just to give our players an idea of how they're calling them and why they're calling them. And I did speak with our supervisor officials just to sort of get a feel. Is this the way it's going to be called? Please let me know what you think about the penalties and whatnot, because we have to continue to get better. And scoring is so hard 5-on-5 right now. If you look even around all college hockey, I mean, you know, there's some games that there may be more goals. But if you look at, even at the Michigan-Ferris game, all three goals on the power play. You know, in our game we get four power play goals in one night. Huntsville gets the one. So, you know, so the power plays are so critical right now in these games. That's why you have to be careful the penalties you're taking and how many. I thought our team did a much better job this weekend, and I think all the calls, I didn't have any problem with any of the penalty calls in the game, maybe one. But, you know, it is what it is. You just have to make sure you continue to educate your players. And as we go forward, I think everybody will understand what's a penalty, what isn't a penalty, and what you can get away with. So, yeah, I thought the referees did a good job this weekend. And speaking of that, I thought Devin Carroll, you know, we did talk about Devin.
Great. Well, he made one, that crucial save when that guy snuck through our defense.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. We just misplayed the puck there, took a bounce over a stick. And, Devin had a couple key saves in that game. And I thought that obviously was his best effort. And both him and Matt had their best efforts of the season so far. It's a big difference, like I said, home in a way, but it's good for them. You can see they're gaining some confidence and they're getting more comfortable as they play more games. And I think that's one position that's only going to continue to improve. And I know Joe Sean does a great job with our goalies, and he feels that they're making good strides in the net.
A lot of discussion pregame about the changes from Friday to Saturday. Why change a winner? Most thought it was to get freshmen some game time, and that was great, but maybe against Michigan State instead of That was great, but maybe against Michigan State instead of a league game is what they're saying.
Yeah, no, and I get it. So basically the question is, why would you make changes from a Friday night when you've won the hockey game and going into Saturday? Why wouldn't you just, you know, play the same lineup and then worry about somewhere else down the road? And it's a fair question. It's a good question, but we don't have many home games. And I'd rather do it at home. It's a lot easier at home because you can – obviously, on some road trips, you can only travel so many players. So I like to play the young guys, you know, their first games, if possible, at home, you know, give them that good home cooking. And that's why we did it. And we don't want to burn guys early. We want to try to, like I mentioned earlier in the show, we want to try to have guys put them in situations where they can have success. And it's a lot harder to go on the road and play. And every team's pretty good on the road. I know Michigan State had a tough weekend this weekend, but, you know, they're a good team. But and then, like I was going to say, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, we were taking guys out of the lineup who scored goals and plugging guys in, and they played well. I thought Gavin Gooten had a real good game for us. And, you know, we took Mark Ock out on Saturday and put Chris Leibringer back there, and Chris had a good game. Yeah. So I don't think the changes were necessarily a negative. You know, Tom Beretta came in the game and was okay in the game on Saturday. So we have to create some competition, and we want to try and do that each and every night. And obviously the bottom line is we want to win the hockey game, and we're going to try and put the best team on the ice that'll give us a chance to win the game.
Coach, our power play right now getting better, obviously, but yes, still under 18%, 17.6 right now.
Yep.
This question talks about what when you spend time on special teams this week, will you devote more time to penalty kill or power play? Because the penalty kill still has given up 10 goals already this season.
Yeah, both. We made huge strides. I think we went from 4% to 17%. So that's a pretty good jump. And last year we ended up right around 25. So it's a work in progress. I mean, we're going to continue to work on that. And it's a point of emphasis because, like I said, so many games are coming down to special teams because of all the penalties. And you look around college hockey this weekend, there were a ton of penalties. I mean, that Lake State, Michigan State series.
All special team goals, pretty much.
Pretty much all special team goals. It's crazy. And so we've got to continue to get better in both those areas, and we will dedicate time to both those areas equally, because we have to be good in both in both our special team areas.
Do coaches ever email other coaches to congratulate them on wins? And this listener is thinking, nice to see WCHA Minnesota State beat NCHC St. Cloud twice.
Yeah, I actually you know, do that regularly, and I did it this weekend with a couple of the coaches within our league that had non-conference games and did a real nice job. And it's we have a nice fraternity within the WCHA, and all the coaches get along extremely well, and they're all good guys. And but yeah, I did that obviously yesterday, and you know, was happy for those programs that did well, even though we compete against them within the league. It's always nice to see them do well outside the league, and so I did that. That's interesting. I wonder where that came from, but yeah. Yes, we do that. I do that anyway.
This listener says, Coach Pearson, when does Coach Berenson finally retire? And having spent considerable time around two legendary college hockey coaches, how would you compare and contrast Coach Berenson and Coach John McInnes?
Wow, great question. And you know, that's a good question about Red. I think he's, you know, he can stay there as long as he wants. He's earned that opportunity. He's done a fantastic job. And, you know, every time I talk to him, I just spoke with him a week ago, he's so engaged in the games, like mentally so sharp, and physically he's in great shape. So, you know, he could go another 3 years easily, you know, 3 to 5. I mean, I remember way back when, and I had a job opportunity, a head coaching job opportunity at another school. And that was part of the discussion. And Red says, well, I'm not going to be around forever, you know, and whatnot. You know, hang in. And so I stayed, and I think it was another 13 years. But anyway, good for him. You know, he's doing something he enjoys, and he still, I think the big thing with Coach Berenson is he still makes a difference with the players. And as long as he can connect with the players and they continue to have success, you know, he'll stay there, and his health, and he's got great health. So he'll be there a while. But as far as coaching, very similar in a lot of ways. I mean, when you watch them both on the bench, and obviously I was with, you know, player with John on the bench, is just very low-keeled demeanor, and you know, just, you know, almost what you wonder if they're awake sometimes on the bench, because they don't say it. I mean, they're very calm, and I find that sometimes myself very hard to do. So, but very calm. I think both gentlemen, as far as connecting with their players. They both connect with their players in a fantastic way. Both very giving and caring people.